It had almost been the sweetest sense of déjà vu, as the moment struck a chord within me, that maybe I had perhaps been here before, many, many times. As the soft piano tones, mellow, effortless and drifting within each other, rising and falling and spiraling, dancing in the soft shadow of a falling spring late afternoon, being teased out of the grand old Steinway in the corner by a magician dressed in a rented black tuxedo, eager to show how those cold and staid notes, written upon paper over 50 years ago, could indeed quaver and shiver in the hushed and quiet confines of an arena redolent with the decadence and the notion of space, an opulence, with tasteful brass fittings and marble and velvet, oak and shining decadence of guttering candles and willful memories, shadows cast of money spent in the past. The echoes of paces upon the marble staircase, climbing and winding upwards, and never quite finding the end of the journey, dissipating beyond the capacity to hear, like bats upon a swirling sirocco wind, all imagination and furtive glances. There's a gentle calm, a lazy, syrupy feeling of status quo, as if such places are exempt from the day-to-day furtive nervousness of existence that the majority of people feel every single day. But in here, the warmth, the cosseting of comfort, of no surprises, of just being able to be, coupled with the sigh of belonging, well, this was both a reassurance and yet a beguilement. Wrought iron balustrades, elven in intent, art deco motifs to the walls, simple Swedish plain lines to the wooden furniture, sleek and polished and very understated. And when the finest Arabica distillment was ushered to the table, interrupting a moment of shared intimacy, of soft touches, it was, after all, merely welcomed, with a smile and a rise in the moans from the piano's softest chords and deepest harmonies, as the table was littered with items designed to make hands and fingers busy, pouring, stirring, and then settling comfortably as the final gentle harmonies of just a little Mozart were paused for effect, before ebbing away like a heartbeat, to disappear like a gossamer thread of imagination once lost. And yet the echoes still lived, remembrances of a life, of a moment, thrust into the mind by a glance, the merest of glances, caught from the ether of a near-remembered sigh. And that is the excitement of near-forgotten giddiness, of how memories kid you with the assassin's curse, that it was always best when first experienced, that nothing prepares you for the first virginal moment of such delights. To have a woman, not a girl, but a woman, gaze at you with fever on her mind. To remember such details as that unwinding thread of the button on the right lapel, the hairs of the dog still unbrushed from the shoulder of her black, dark attire. And then remembering the lurch in the stomach, as you saw and recognized the craving in the gaze given back at you, as you remembered that number 12 bus roaring its approach and gulping a little in the past, knowing that Monday back at school seemed a lifetime away. And then a blushing kiss was rushed upon the cheek, simply because I didn't want you to know that I didn't want to leave. and then the piano began again, meandering a soft tale of complex notes that bounced high and low, skittering hither and yon, slowing and then fervently building a smouldering path of discovery before yielding a fragile and mournful tale. The time of nearly admitting things inside the lift of daily mundanity. You remember, it was all glances and shared intent, and the conference of numbers when sleep was merely the arbiter of eyes knowing secrets unshared. And of course, the morning train, when time was the unforgiving thief, tearing those same eyes away from the desire that should have been acted upon, desperately and hungrily devoured, leaving no prisoners. And yet, those eyes left, stayed right on that occasion. And then the piano stalled, almost resonating, as I sipped my coffee and smiled gently before relaxing again, feeling the smile and the warmth and the crinkle of a curious demeanor. Those eyes. And then the shame, as the growl managed to get the better of me this time, imagining that moment when other violet eyes had indeed succeeded in getting the better of me then. An aching sigh had echoed into the night, more than once. And every time I'd submitted to my hunger, those aching eyes that glinted and flickered had ached too. And they had shone, as I showed. Just how gentle I could be. Just how firm I could claim my little piece of joy, my shared exalted spirit, mixing in the rawness of trust and naked belief. And the shame? I'll be drummed out of men's club for admitting it. But I saw you yesterday with that same look in your eye. The same shared hunger. All we had to do was admit it. And admit it aloud. And all this time, while my mind has played games inside my head, with memories gently reminding me how to be a human being, how I had been able to be such a thing in the past. And now here I was with coffee there, growing cold, just being the motif of a shared bubble of time, exasperated as the spring day grew tired and fell beyond the horizon, the sharp claws of an evening, not yet quite released from the trap of a bite from the receding ice of the disappearing winter. The winter that paints the sidewalks with reminders of why summer is only yet restless, not yet willing to even countenance the possibility that those remembered blue skies will ever be a possibility again. We hope, and we remember. Your eyes had been watching, steadfast, kind, and yet never a word had been spoken. An occasional glint betrayed you, just now and then, but in a careful way, a very careful way. A soft shift in stance, a relaxed smile, as you had sighed, and yet always those eyes were searching, smouldering, and then melting, all in equal measure. And when the cold coffee was finally taken away, it was almost as if it had been delivered just then, when the weather was lighter, when the weather was kinder. After I left, it was then that I realized your kiss was a thank you note, for finding a way for you to relax, to be comfortably vulnerable, to enjoy a moment of just watching and seeing and having someone catch your gaze and finally stare back at you, stroke you, touch you, and make you realize that there are fundamental feelings involved. The way that a heart beats faster as we leant in and closed the space between us, pressing urgently against one another, comfortably eager to feel that raw physical sensation of skin almost touching upon skin, shifting and stepping in rhythm, hungry fingers shaking and warmth being shared, with strangers milling past as eyes merely smiled with unbidden words, coupled with the taste of soft lips, merely heralding the most discreet sharing of kisses, as the churning hunger rose from inside, warm sighs rising as teeth grazed gently, but very firmly. And words were still unspoken, and yet a thousand words were left in the air, as hands grasped, embraced, and touched, and then understood those complications that could have transpired. And that's the thing with choices. They're never ever just simple, are they? I still, to this day, don't quite know why you eventually married my brother. It must run in the family, in the genes. And it never became an odd thing, because I could always see you were besotted right from the beginning. And I'll confess, again, little brother was always something of a player, but when you broke up with him the first time, it broke him too. And I strove to put him back together, and then told him to go get you, because that smile, that confidence, it deserved a winner, and it deserved a worthy winner to satisfy you. And then you got him, finally, on your terms perhaps, but you got him nonetheless. And I smiled at the reception and watched you shine again, knowing that I had seen that glimmer of light from you before. And I knew on that day that I would see it again. I never knew when, but we never did get our chance. We simply received just the briefest moment of perhaps a distant echo in the wind. But I will remember always the first time I really saw you shining in that hotel foyer as the piano player played, simply wearing black, as that wicked smile of recognition played along your lips. And then I was sentenced remorselessly to my restless nights forevermore because of you. It was always your fault.